Vehicle camping in Eugene has surged over the past year, with the city receiving hundreds of complaints from community members and business owners. The city council will consider how to solve this problem and where to allow vehicle campers in a meeting on Monday, April 26th. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
Delaney Anson lost her father 4 years ago. After he died, she spent a year sorting out his belongings. After selling his estate, she bought an RV, prepared for an adventure.
Freedom, you know, I didn't want to be tied to an apartment. I knew I couldn't live with somebody. I didn't make enough money to get an apartment on my own. You know, just disability. So I mean, hey, this would be perfect.
But Anson, who's in her 50s, has since realized that when you don't have a lot of money, living in an RV isn't all that great.
Oh yeah, sure, if you're rich, if you're really rich, I mean really rich, then you can stay at all these places like Armitage for the rest of your life and, you know.
Anson's been parked at the Armitage RV park in Eugene for the past few days and could only afford to stay another week. It costs about $35 a night.
You just don't have anything, it's nebulous, it's fleeting, and I know that. And every time it just, well, I had it for a second. This right here is accumulation of 4 years, and this is fleeting. I know it's not going to last. I just know. I know in my heart. I almost didn't make it here. I almost lost it.
Previously, she was at Owen Loop Road in West Eugene, an area surrounded by industrial buildings where dozens of RVs and campers line the road. After the city posted a notice on her travel trailer, she had 72 hours to leave or lose everything. Eugene City Councilor Randy Groves has proposed parking restrictions in industrial commercial areas, like where Anson was staying. He spoke at a recent meeting.
Our businesses and our workers, these are hundreds of jobs we're talking about in West Eugene, and they are having a hard time conducting business.
Groves said they had difficulty getting trucks in and out of driveways, and human waste has also become a problem for his constituents.
It's just a bad situation. We need to get control of this. This isn't something that can wait 6 months. This isn't something that can wait a year. We need to be moving now, and it's still going to take time before we can actually enact this if we are to pass it.
The growth of vehicle camping, according to city data on calls for service, has far outpaced both park and right-of-way camping over the past year. In March, there were 138 reports on right-of-way camping, while there were 879 calls for vehicle camping. But apart from a handful of designated overnight parking spaces in the city, there's nowhere for vehicle campers to go. It's an issue Councilor Matt Keating brought up at the same meeting.
We have a history of embracing a dislocation strategy rather than relocation tactics. It's one more time where the cart is before the horse. There's not necessarily enough places for folks to legitimately camp in the midst of a global pandemic.
Councilors passed Groves' motion, meaning staff will need to come up with a plan to deter parking in industrial areas. Meanwhile, the city is moving to increase the size and number of places like microsites, which can include overnight parking spaces. Both of these discussions are scheduled for April 26th. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.